is the cover. Where's the cover?
Oh, about the ray of light, Mani's.
Yeah, where is it?
I'll bring it. Yeah, I left it up.
With a fan in the background. I'm testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. I'm testing 1, 2, 3. Stereo microphones without external mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Jack's microphone.
Volume 5 of Lord Mayor, which I'm reading now, on page, in the very first portion of it, 1521 page, para 3, line 2. It says, Mani felt Baba's divine ray and now longed to be near the sun, always. And that gave me an idea of how little information and knowledge about us that's been put in, because I've been wanting to be with Baba always for a long time.
That's true.
And apart from that, I'm from a child.
What is this in relation to?
I don't know. It's in part of Nasi, when my father came.
So it's like from childhood you long to.
Yeah, but there was a story an incident that happened in Toka. You know that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, about the latter, you know, what you want.
Yeah, and Baba said, yes. So
this is Baoji's way of writing, poetic.
Yeah. Because it comes in somewhere a little thing like that. Also,
we'll change this in the next printing.
Long skirt. No, I don't mean that. I mean, even in here when you ask.
Well, that's why I'm asking. It's better to ask first, isn't it?
I'm glad. Long skirts, long sleeves. Sari up to. Saris, the one by Mera and the other. I always have the long lehengas, always long sleeves. Yeah. Up till a long time, because I took pictures of Baba up on the hill, Baba and Mera. And then when you say skirts and blouses, must be long skirts and long sleeves.
Yeah,
that continued for a long, long time. Mera put on a good sari. Yeah. That was a guy night by the dining table. Always a long sleeve. Mm-hmm. Even in Myrtle Beach, when she's standing with the bunny, it's the long sleeves. So it was a long time before it came a little bit higher, so that the elbow was covered, rather, or halfway, like I'm sometimes wear like this. But you see, it can give a whole different perspective.
Yeah. Skirts and blouses. Yeah, I meant long skirts.
Yeah. So anyway, we were fair, or in still. Yeah. I think, Abraham, you asked, did I attend Bond schools in Devlali for 3 months? I think it's been very little time, really. I think it was less than 3 months.
What was the reason?
But the reason why, Baba, I don't know. I don't remember. Baba just told me and I did it. But the reason why I could not continue there and went back to the convent for a while was because I was very susceptible to colds. The big windows and the doors would always be open, and I had terrible cough and unending cold, and Baba decided that I should go. Now, were women staying in Gas Mandil in 1930? One gets a lot of mention about the women being in Gas Mandil. But it wasn't so long. I've only been there a couple of holidays. More, much more. Years before I joined Baba for good in 1932, it was the Brahmin's house in a compound. And we used to go there for holidays. There would be this tree in the garden. And I made a little tree platform, seat, way up. And Mera would come with me, and we would sit together, and she would tell stories, and I would have a basket and a rope and put it. Rope. And I told Naja that when I ring a bell, she must come out and put two chapatis in the basket so that I can pull it over, and we would sit munching the chapatis and telling stories. And that's where she told me the story of a film I had missed seeing because of my schooling in the circus cinema in Nassau called Ramona, the Dolores del Rio, English.
Dolores
del Rio was in it. And it was such a lovely...
Ronnie,
put the stool there, please. Please put that stool there. It was a very touching love story of the heart, you know, sacrifice. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. I still remember it. So that's probably, I've written later,
yeah, I saw
that it wasn't authorized. There was one that I don't know the name of, and it was and you see, in those days, when even an English film would be given an Indian title for the sake of advertisement, they would go around the road with those placards around there, like on their shoulders, you know, wearing it like a cloak, and a band that went ahead. We'd run to the window and see what film was going by. So that would be Indian name, but I don't know the English name of this Mary Pickford.
You remember the story?
Hmm?
Mary Pickford's story? You remember the story?
No.
Yeah, so you've written one.
So, now, when we stayed in Gas Mandil, which wasn't in 30, because it wasn't so close to my being with Baba. This, in my best memory, my fondest memory, because that was the beginning of my being with Baba for always, was Nasik. Very strict, all the things that I had to go concentrated was there. And so I know. And a number of years before that, Masaji had this little room in the compound. And Ramju and the family were down there where the kitchen was for a while.
In the Brahmins.
For years we have stayed in that place. So this was a short period at Gas Mandil, and they stayed upstairs. And I know because that's where, and I was much younger, and I know that. And that's where Rustam, who loved singing, but could not take a tune, could not take the right note. Wrote song, Meher Raja E Raja Tujano Trane Jagatama Aaj, that beautiful verses there. He told me to sing it to Baba. And together we set up, you know, I made a tune, we fitted one of the song's tunes on it, and I was the first to sing it to Baba, and that was at Gas Mandil. Also, he would make me, because I was a child, he'd make me put on the sari. When I would now and then mimic, you see, mimic an old Irani woman. I'd put on a sari, have a little snap box, and, hey, we're chasing a good corner, and he used to love that. In fact, he would make me do it again and again. Anytime his friends came in the end, I said, no, if I'm only once a day, I will not do it. So I know that it was up there. In a wing away from where Baba would also be with the men, and where he had that cage wooden body. We were down. The women never saw.
So they had a separate entrance.
Now, in the Brahmin's house, Franny and all lived separately, And not gas money. I think it was that income tax bungalow or something. And she would, she helped a lot with Big Caution. Big Caution mention is missing very much in the volume 4 and elsewhere. Caution, they say, but both of them were there, not just one. Big Caution and Small. And Big Caution did a lot of work. Mira remembered her very much in the last years of Caution last year. She would, Franny would come and cut these materials that were brought in boats, or somebody had given, no, not boats. We didn't. Franny would buy these rough cloths, which we could use for langa, long underpants, which were also so long that our ankles had to be covered with quilt. And she would cut them out and crochet them, sew them, you know, for hours, not on a foot machine, not on a machine peddled by the feet, but a hand machine, where a singer's. And that too, there was no table or chair. She would sit on this low patla, flat stool, and have another on top, and for hours. So I remember all these things. And we did a number of concerts there, and the buffalo, that you know about the buffalo, the cautious mother. You see, when they came here, there was so much owing to them from people who would not pay up. When our father was kidnapped, and they were... So Baba said, yes, write to them. Because you see, their Baba, anything that's theirs is Baba's. And so they didn't want to let go, and Baba said, good, keep writing to them. And they said, oh, we have... they didn't reply. One said, look, I have no money, we keep writing. In the end, she said... all right, I do have a buffalo. If you would like, I'll give the buffalo. And Baba said, very good, let the buffalo come. Enormous buffalo there. Enormous. Black, shiny, a beautiful Jafarabadi buffalo. She gave how many sears a day? Something like 20 sears a day. And Balu is the one that could milk twice a day, which is not a woman's work, but no man could be in there. And I used to do my homework on top of the buffalo, sitting on the buffalo, was tied to that.
So that was all Brahmin's house.
And Mara is the one, I always remember that. And they said, why do you want to sit on the buffalo? And when you come down, you smell a buffalo, buffalo. And I didn't walk like a jar. And Mara said, if she wants to sit on the buffalo, let her sit on the buffalo. You know, things like that. Mara was so considerate. And I was too young, you see. But that's a nice story. Achcha. So much noise.
Ad nauseam.
And also this, because of the slide. Ad nauseam?
What I was going to say is when you... Did you all sit together for your meals like Marizad and say something before the meal? Was it a...
Well, there would be meal time, yes, but we had no furniture. Yeah. We slept on the floor. We had our little trunks on the floor. How often after a day's hard work, I've seen Big Caution squatting by her little trunk, opening it and getting some little thing out.
But there was no sort of set ritual before meal times.
But I don't remember. I know that my diet was different because of Baba had put me through this with this doctor, and it was boiled spinach. And Mera remembered years later. She said, "You know, Mary, we used to feel so sorry for you because I used to be so finicky about food, not clothes. So when Mother would cook beautiful spinach for me, I'd turn my nose up." And I was sautéed with garlic and this and that. And here I was having boiled spinach. So she said, there was this dish of boiled spinach before you, and you put your hand in it, and these strands and weeds of spinach. Yeah. But I don't know. I think maybe we did. But it was so simple. There was no table.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like we would sit on the patla and have plates on the ground before us. Or on the...
There's some mat on the floor. Some reed mat on the floor or something.
The patla.
Yeah, you were sitting on that.
Yeah.
But your plates were on the floor.
No, yeah, the plate was gone. No mat. Where did you stay in Nasi?
In Baba.
You know that goat picture of Baba with the goats?
No.
But you don't
remember. Life of me,
that bungalow, and I think Mara's on the veranda.
Very short time. Yeah. There again, she has a sari.
Right.
And those birds are there. that Peter Burton. I don't know why or when, yeah. but it was a short thing
yeah.
before we knew he was back. Right. That's why there's just no. You see, David, so much kept happening. It was not like someone who came to Baba for 2 days remembered every detail clearly because then they went right. away. But ours just flowed from wave to wave. It's very difficult. I find young ones having difficulty in remembering some things a few years ago when we so and especially days. And I think it's irrelevant what date it is, but there are many other relevant facts which are necessary before you can write about us. Now, when you move down the hill in the December 33 from Nasik, where did Baba spend the night? In crypto? No, it's the small room next to the kitchen.
That's not where Mansari sleeps. It's the other side.
No, no, it's the other side.
Because that's all new.
I believe that's where the grain room is.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? After that is what?
After that
one. Where is that now we have a restroom up there. It was built in place of what?
I think that was an extension to that old building.
We made an extension. Yeah. So that before that, there was that room where they used to keep their grain for a long time. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was a bathroom for the Westerners, divided into three partitions. And then before that, it was Baba's bedroom. And we're just in... old clean curtain in the closet.
Well, do you remember Baba ever sleeping in the crypt when you all were up on the hill? Or?
No. But we have known that. That's the time that
it was in the 20s, but afterwards.
No. But the candle in the cabin comes.
Yeah.
No, Dolly never stayed up the hill with us.
Now, when you were in Mysore, she stayed at Maraban.
Huh?
When you went to Mysore, says I think she came to stay with Kaku.
Yeah, but that's down below family quarters.
Yeah, and I think she stayed with Dalit also for some time when Dalit came to the family quarters.
Who's Dalit?
Mara's mother.
Oh, Dalamai. Dalamai. You see, we always call her Dalamai. Yes, that's it.
Would she come up to visit you all? Never.
I never remember once. Training had been up there. That's when Chum was there, and lots of fun things would happen.
Well, when Dalamai and her sister were living down the hill, would they come up and be with you all? No,
I don't. Not with the inner women. The Andarna, as we were called, the Andarna, the inner ones.
I mean, was there ever any talk of keeping them with you?
No. Dorothy?
No. Because then Baba would have to keep your mother and Gula.
No, Gula is a totally different.
I mean, she stayed, but not in those years. This, I'm talking about the 30s now. Gula stayed in the 20s. But
no.
I'm just wondering why Dalit Mai and them stayed down.
Upper. You see, Gula Mai came for a short time. I remember her being up on the hill in the 30s. She was there. Bhagu was there. Who would come and go. Gula Mai stayed in the room, which is now the museum. Franny, but then that was for a short time. She wanted to visit Ahmednagar too, see her family. And Baba said either you that or that. I don't know what happened between them. That's I can only guess what from her own diary and from what we hear. But she was the and Franny was there for a while. Franny and Naja planted the beds of rocks and all because we weren't even allowed to go into the garden to do anything except by crossing in the path.
You know, see, in Chanji's one reference, he wrote up something. It says, one is observing silence. That would be Dalit down below. And it's...
One, Dalit, is observing silence forever and is living on milk, though she lives with her family in a city.
Well, that's somebody else, too. But there's a...
Also remember that this is all right. But when some of them write about any of us, they're writing third hand.
So who is this? So there's another one who, I don't know if this is correct, is in seclusion in a hut where none is allowed to
Think that's another one. Who? Oh, Franny Masi. They put Franny Masi?
Well, no. That, it's one of the women. I don't know which. I know it should be...
Women?
Yeah, that's it.
He's describing the women's lives.
She's not on asylum. Reni Masi did stay. Padre's mother did stay in the family quarters for a while. But we've never been there. We've never seen there. I have no idea. We have had much contact with Dalit Mai. Right from, I remember her from, post office days. I was the one who made a talk once. Disturbed her when she was saying her prayers or something. That's when the bagula was put on my head.
There's a third one, Kaku. Kaku
lives in the same quarters, yeah.
As men.
With the?
Men.
I can't see.
Male members, though in a separate room, and she's given the duty of cooking for him. Is that Kaku, do you think? I'm just guessing. Male members only. Didn't she stay sort of down there? In Lower Maribyrnong?
Yeah, but this is Lower Maribyrnong.
Yeah, so I'm saying Kaku would be correct.
Yes. Now I'm wondering who this is, because Vishnu and all over the men thing. Kaya jala re? Huh? Ah, thank you.
This is a question.
Yeah. And there is a third one, Kaku, who lives in the same quarters.
With a male.
Yeah.
Though, I think that...
And is given the special duty of cooking for male members only. She's the one that came with us from Mysore. Money's dairy to the kept only when
Baba. Well, this is what I wanted to ask you something else about that.
Such as Rahori Nasik period, that's also when he was away, isn't it?
Yeah, see here you mentioned that comes later on.
Yeah. Right, so were you present at Igatpuri? Yes. Much more likely that.
Okay.
Was the special necklace given to you? Before, because this is mixed up. Before Westerners came to India in 1937.
Well, they came in April
30. But after we came to Mehrabad to stay on here.
Okay.
Before the Westerners, but not that first batch.
Okay.
Did you have it at Kandarino? The gun you had on the... it's wrong, right?
So it's like a BB gun, yeah, I know.
That's it. So you know that. That's okay. That when was this kid? Now, this kid...
You said after. After the Westerners came.
Yeah, after. But where is it?
I mean, they were living on the hill.
Yeah.
They were.
The hill? It wasn't.
No.
You know, but I have a. Which top hat?
Well, yeah, you were full top hat.
Yeah, I was up here. Oh. I could just see through. And then. That was at Mehrabad. Because Gohan also had a part in it, and I think Kitty was that duck. It is a much later thing.
That's right. So in the '40s. '40s.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. That's it. Now, story of Jibu. Now, this is very interesting. I will elaborate. The story of Jibu refusing wine. You know, it was port wine, about a tablespoon. We were all told to stand in line with the glasses. And Baba poured at the bottom of the glass for each of us and told us to drink. This was inhaled Devlali. And it was Mara's birthday. Baba celebrated in a very special way. And in fact, the picture of... but this was in 48.
Jack, can you go on?
Yeah. It was in 19... I think, obviously, probably 47, 48, before Elizabeth and Marina went to the West. And that is where you see a picture of
Baba
together
with a
tree. In front of a tree.
Yeah, well, it's sort of on a hill, sloping.
No, I want. Have you seen a picture of?
I know which one you're talking about.
Now see how she's dressed. Now she has cap and also someone going out, but completely covered up to the ankles, up to the wrist. So,
so that story was there.
The story, but you know the story.
I know the story.
Yeah, you know. So that was the thing. And we had pulao carried there. Big and enormous cauldron of pulao that was cooked. And we had games there. And remember, because Noreen and over there, this apple bobbing that we had to, we were playing. Mm. That was the year. Okay.
Yeah, you told me.
And the two English films, that's done. Hmm? Ramona, that is Dolores del Rio. Now, diary, you kept when Baba was away. Now, what diary are you referring to?
Well, you... You said that Baba told you to write down Mara's movements. So was that... That was only when he was away, not when he was there also? And no, you had to do it all the time.
The thing is that the latter ones, I burnt them out.
Latter one? Entries? Or you mean separate?
Years. Or rather, months. You know, even if it was a couple of years... No, even after the Westerners came, and but I they were all taped and then put together and bound.
I don't follow.
But I'm trying to say that I have with me the few ones that were very elaborately and beautifully done to please Baba.
Right. You said you made the box and the key. And
yes.
I mean, how did you make a key?
No, I didn't make a key. I made a box.
Oh, you put a little lock.
Yeah.
Like a wooden box.
A little key that was tied, and on the top was embroidered two little birdies.
Yeah, I have it.
Flying to you.
Two little kisses when open to your
work. Yeah, yeah. I have and they're beautiful specimens. But so I didn't have the heart to burn them. It was kept. But the ones that followed were simpler, but as detailed and as accurate as the rest, but they were not so artistic. Even that had columns. I would make each page, that's for the bow, that's for the bed, how long she sat on the bed, when did she eat, that's for the food, that's for the meditation.
But how did you, I mean, you had a watch, you just would walk around with a notepaper?
I didn't have a watch like that. I had a
time clock. But you had to make notes during the day, and at night you'd type it up?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily at night, because we had certain time we had to go to bed. We couldn't rest in the afternoon. None of us was allowed to lie down.
But yet there's a story of Sunamasi lying down. Baba has that handkerchief on her nose, comes and wakes her up.
Sunamasi? But that was much later. And that was, many of us were there. But this was after this, the blue bus thing. I'm talking about the very, very close to the night. When we, because Samara would sometimes lean again, her head against the iron head of the bed, And so at times when she started sewing, so I knew that would take her some time. I make a note, but in the meantime, I catch up on writing.
So that was pretty much her full.
Absolutely. As I said, every thought, every moment was Baba. So how beautifully Baba did. The thing is, when I put this before Baba, and he opened the little lock with the key, and his expression said, "Well, this is just what I was waiting for." He looked so pleased. He was, that warmed you up like him. And then, he never really read the details. He really didn't want to know. It's my involvement that she wants.
So what I'm saying is when Baba then came back and he was there, this still went on.
Yes, it went on for quite some time. So even if it takes, say, even if there are more than 30 books that I
wrote. Separate little...
Yes. And they were then,
why did you go on?
Because I said... after Baba talked with Baba, when I came across them, and I said, "Oh, you misunderstand. These three were put together carefully, and I missed them."
So what would they misunderstand? I mean, like she went to the toilet or something?
At that time, we didn't know you all. We didn't know the world. And here, why would Baba want to know the details of Mara's movement, that she washed her face, and now she ate and all that, and she didn't go to the toilet today. There's all this trying to protect Baba's innocent and but ignorant way. So, fortunately, this had been put by. This was like a very special edition from the beginning. And so, but some of these also, some of the lesser ones, all got burned. God had died, had a big trench died, and he would pay tributary. So that's it. So I really can't tell you.
But those were illustrated also. Mm-hmm. You spent time illustrating those?
Well, yes. But in black and white, yes, they
less
were.
Elaborate.
They were, but it was not as elaborate as the. Even the first page of the elaborate one that I have has the contents on it. And then I made this nanny, and you could pull, she's sweeping the pork and eyes and all these like, that please by. But afterwards, sketches continued. I'd collect every little picture I could have illustrated weekly. And from that, I would also share jokes with Mara and games and things like that we play. Little tricks out of time, Mara. Well, there was a lovely story on that. Okay. So, she saw.
So the box, it was a wooden box that you made? You said you made the box.
I made. Cardboard and glass. I patched four kerchiefs together. To make the towel, or to make, I also covered the book. This is the box which I covered
in binding
cloth, cotton cloth. But inside, I've also covered the book with some very pretty cushions that I had. Another one. I think I've got about four. One, two. Oh, I don't.
You know, there was also, it said, Baba had brought this book of designs from the West, from Japanese, or something, and you did trace some design on it. Baba had brought some book of designs back from China or Japan.
No, not designs. It was paintings. It was a book of paintings, Chinese painting. So beautiful, like, just
like birds
brush,
and bamboos.
Just a brush stroke here, just one stroke there. Even a bird had just, and yet you could see a whole scene. So
you traced that, and it was embroidered in gold and silver thread on a cushion. Do you remember that when Baba was away? You traced a design, and then it was done in gold and silver embroidery on a cushion?
Not from that.
No?
We did a frame together. We did a cushion. We were doing the and what I love is that when we did anything for Baba, like his diary, like making things for Baba from his nails and hair, like working on the frame of, at one time Baba used 12 pictures of himself, which we had to make him up. What I remember most is the total involvement, the total focus that had no room for anything else. And that is something that is only Baba can do. You know the story of the plum. You know the plum story.
Yeah, that's. You don't have to. Think. Now we're down here. You think it went up to about 38? Where you were doing? It certainly wasn't on the blue roster.
Yeah.
Before Blue Bus. Must have stopped with the Blue Bus.
I think so, because we needed the Blue Bus.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was.
The snake kept on the hill. Is it that you know about the snake?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted
to. It became like a snake.
Yeah. That's it. Before there was.
Yeah. Baba was just falling. It was mad about. Yeah, I don't remember. And Baba having mutant kissing. Then again, we were on the park club. I remember the plates room. We held up. Yeah. There were no tables and stools. Not till the Westerners came. Then there were benches and the low stool. The low stool we all had. And so when Baba would come from down below and go into the east room, he would sit cross-legged on it, or all with his feet stretched out, legs stretched out on Mara's bed.
When the Westerners, each one brought their stool. Mm-hmm.
And each one had their other stools.
And there's quite a few people in that room. That was crowded.
So we'd all sit around in front of Baba. and Baba. What is that board person?
Was it pretty much always Narina who was the most vocal? Narina.
Yeah.
Was she pretty much always the one that was talking? The others were quiet. Was she pretty much sort of not the spokeswoman for the Westerners, but she was older. Her way of doing everything was more outgoing. You know, Baba, he would be saying stuff, but it seems like a lot of these references, it's always Narina, Baba saying to Narina, Narina always.
Oh,
she was like always.
Like as soon as Baba would come, he'd go away to him. Narina would be running and put her arm in Baba's arm, and she would whisper something, a joke, and they'd have a laugh. Private, sort of. Baba would chuckle and laugh, you know, together.
I mean, would she always put her stool near where Baba was?
No, she put it where my cupboard is.
You pretty much had places every day where who was going to sit in.
When
we put it out from under our base. I mean, there was some reference about Narina's foot. Something happened to her foot. Do you remember anything? In 1940, what happened to her foot? You know, there was a period when Baba was in seclusion in 1940. August, he went into seclusion, that cage room up on the hill. And he would come to you on Thursdays and Sundays, spend some hours with you. And there's like pages of Baba's, what he's telling you all. I mean, detailed things. I mean, it's amazing. That period he's in seclusion. He's not meeting anybody, not writing anything. But yet those are the periods where you have more. I mean, did Baba tell you take down what I'm saying there? And you had to write in shorthand? You or Kitty or someone? Do you remember that period? Right? You went to Ranchi right before Ceylon. You went. Yeah, no, yeah, but they were on silence. See, that was there was four people on silence. But it seems like that period, there's so much. Kitty. But you took it down? You were the one that was weren't you reading the board?
I read the board.
So somebody,
but I have read the board and taken down notes in Bangalore. But
this is in Mara's room during a period, August, September.
No, then one of the others was taken down, but I was reading. As you said, shorts and you know, Nadine used to take down. And that's how she once made a mistake, and it was provided much fun, you know, among Baba and all of us. When Baba was saying on the board about Bath soap story, she wrote and she typed out, her notes were typed out. I think she typed too, I guess. Anyway, she took the notes down that he ate 7 bars of soap. And Baba said, "You're crazy. Could a man even survive? Could he even one slip? Couldn't he just cut it out? 7 bars of soap."
Well, but see, in the book, I think it during this period it says Mani's diary. That's not really your diary, then, is it? It's just sort of from the women's side. You know, it says Mani's diary, and Mani took down this and that. But it's really, I mean, I don't know.
Mani's diary.
It said Mani. That's why I was wondering how you could take a diary and yet be interpreting on the board. I mean, all this period, like for 40s and everything, you didn't, it wasn't given to you, and you didn't, like you did before, write it down, everything in books, and keep the diary in the notebooks.
No,
you never did any.
No, didn't keep the diary. I did on the blue bus. On the board of the blue bus. Diaries and such. I have kept it later.
Remember you used to read out in the hall when Baba went to Ceylon and his face got red. You would say, "I'm reading from my diary."
Yes, Ceylon, I have that.
But I mean, that's like your actual.
Yes.
That would be different from this period.
But that I would just take notes or remember it. Mm-hmm. Baba said about that woman in Ceylon.
Yeah. See, that's your taking. That's your diary.
Yes.
So this is a different sort of thing.
And
Balaji just put it all. This is Mani's diary from the 40s. But it's from the women's side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I must look up. I know that there's one diary where I took down Baba's of Baba's.
Because you told me, remember when we were talking before, you said, "I have a lot from Ranchi or Ceylon," or something you were mentioning.
Yes, that's in that same year.
That's the period I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I have
a
1940 diary. And the 40 ones I have to look.
But that's, you did the work, or somebody did and gave it to you?
No, I did.
Because, Just read this thing. This is for September
19th. Believe man bad differently. If his father dies or his he gets money from the sky or this universe, Laura does something about it, we will go together. Otherwise, I go alone.
Oh, what is it? Do you have any idea what that is? New Explorer? Maybe in the news something about
it. At that time, yeah. Something, some news yeah. had come up, and that was Baba's way. Elizabeth told a funny talk about that. Baba talked about Piper's telegram. This Piper will land us in trouble. He wired all my resources, strength exhausted. You must intervene. This doesn't sound like you, my dad. No? If you continue the complications that follow, I replied, join all who are leading spiritual life. Do not expect material help, but spiritual help. Who is Piper?
That's my question.
Yeah. I haven't taken that about any Piper.
I mean, that must have been something because you wouldn't want to say a man's name in front
of you. But this is not for my name. You see, also the others would do at the same time. It's not just one person taken down. Right. As I said, Nadine took a lot of notes too. In the 7 years, Mera's maternal grandmother died.
And this is?
1950. She was She went to a person in her life. Maybe she did meet Baba.
Well, there's nothing. I mean, Mary used to talk that she did meet Baba, but back in. That she was the only one that was fortunate because she met Baba John and Upasani, and I think maybe Baba too in the very early days.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If she died in 34, what happened all those years? Why they didn't.
You know, it's strange to. Answer a question like that because it appears in a different light.
When she's ready, anytime you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready or
late? Okay.
Yeah.
It's difficult to answer something like that now in the light of things. And now they appear differently. But like so many of these things that we, when I said, I don't know, we were so close and we. When we went to Mysore, for instance, we had the least inkling of what the house was called, where it would be located, how, or anything. We just went from here, we were told to be here, and, you know, it's different. From the, so this question of, we never even thought, even Mera, it was, as I said, that absorption, involvement in Baba, moment to moment, is so total. That none of things even occurred, even questions from Baba didn't occur. And Baba had him in the hand, that's it. So where are we now? This is cabin on here, okay?
You want me to come back another day?
Now, this is not a matron. She was the lady. Lady, when I say lady, that she was a woman. Woman doctor. She was a surgeon because there was another woman doctor, an American, whose name I don't remember. This was Robinson. This is Dr. Miss Gillespie. Gillespie. Yes, Gillespie. And this Robinson was the one who did surgery on me, mastoid operation. Very old man, wonderful figure, white, shiny hair. Beautiful hands like a pianist, very gentle. He saved 50% of my hearing. Now, Kenny is the one who, when I was 11 years old, and he was would come from America as a specialist, and he would always be a consultant to Dr. Koyaji. I met him there. In Pune. Dr. Koyaji would write down the names of those he wanted Dr. Kenny to examine during that short period of time he would be in Pune. So I was one of them because of my hear, not because of my tonsils.
Even at 11?
Yeah. When I was 11, my tonsils were removed, 10 or 11. And I removed at Miraj Hospital, where Dr. Kenny would really do all the surgery. But all the people who were given appointments would flock there and be there. And my tonsils were removed as a possible danger to my ear. My ears bothered me always, right from the start.
So that's why it wasn't diagnosed as...
Huh?
I mean, because when you went there, you said you started complaining of ear pain down to Mysore, but it wasn't diagnosed as a mastoid infection.
No, because after that, it was fine. You said this, that I was about 17, 16.
But you started having problems in Mysore
much before.
And you said I went to the hospital, but it wasn't diagnosed.
I had ear trouble since I was a baby. My mother said I would cry holding my ear. But it didn't continue. I was fine.
Yeah.
One day
I was wondering in Mysore why they didn't diagnose this as a mastoid infection.
Because I didn't go for it.
No, you said I went to the hospital so many days before this happened that I had to go.
Yes, yeah, that was for
something
extravagant
else.
Race. But my ears didn't bother me at all.
That wasn't for your ear problem?
No.
Violet rays for what, your chest?
I didn't know. Nobody knows. Baba says you need ultraviolet rays. So we never questioned.
It wasn't, you were having some problems.